This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Friday morning. We have made it to Friday, and hopefully you will survive all the rain we're going to get this weekend. It's going to be beautiful, at least for a little while this morning. Temperatures in the high 70s, I think, before the rain sets in, right?
I thought I heard 80s.
Yeah. It's going to be a gorgeous day for now. And so enjoy it this morning, and then I don't know what time the rain hits this afternoon, but Sue Thomas's afternoon drive traffic may suffer a little bit.
You know, and it's good. It is Good Friday, and a lot of people are I'm hoping to be able to go to church tonight, but a lot of people will be trying to get out and about right when those storms might be hitting, so.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that. Happy Good Friday to everyone this morning. And we've got lots and stuff to get to. By the way, I did bring in some donuts this morning. I don't know if you noticed that or not. But
thank you.
I did. I was taking mental orders because I know, Kim, that you and or the baby, one of the two, really like those chocolate-covered donuts that have, like,
stuff in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So I got you one of those.
Thank you.
You bet.
That was very thoughtful.
I bet. I got an apple fritter for Carl Middleman over there, so he can enjoy that.
Did you get yourself an apple fritter? You love apple fritters, but you are very particular about you want them warmed up in the microwave, which I don't blame you.
Well, generally speaking, if they're not from Donuts Delight, I'm not very happy with them because Scott does such a great job with those things up there. I didn't bug him this morning. I just stopped at QT on the way in, and it's always a shot in the dark.
He'll be mad at you.
Their apple fritters up at QT are flat.
What'd you get for yourself?
Well, I mean, I grabbed one of the cinnamon rolls, but the apple fritters are flat. Mm. I like the ones that are like the size of your fist, like they're just big and juicy and delicious. And I didn't have that option this morning. I apologize. I did the best I could for you on the way in. So happy Friday, huh? We got lots of good stuff to get to this morning. Our friend Julie Tristan is going to join us a little later in the show in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to do a little bit of Guns and Hoses trivia. See my shirt this morning? Wore my Guns and Hoses shirt in this morning. They're restarting that Queen of Hearts raffle because, lo and behold, they didn't have it going very long before somebody won. So if you pull the Queen of Hearts in this raffle, all the money is going to benefit Guns and Hoses and ultimately Backstoppers. But they won. The contest got a winner, right? The winner gets half the pot, and the rest goes to Guns and Hoses to go to Backstopper. So they've had to restart the raffle, and that restarts today. And we'll be talking about that in the 8 o'clock hour, how you can buy tickets and support it. And obviously, you have a good chance of winning because somebody just walked away with about $1,500, I would guess, as half of that raffle pot. and congratulations to them. Hopefully, we're a little later. We're going to get to J.J. Carafano. We got Congressman Eric Burleson coming up. We're going to talk to my friend Jonathan Sary. Have you seen this report on the fact that they now think CT scans contribute to cancer? Like, everything contributes to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But they think that CT scans, CAT scans, contribute to cancer. Like, it, every time you get one, it raises your chance of getting cancer by like 5%.
I've heard a lot of these different scans, not even just CT scans, but these other things you can do for preventative measures can end up causing other issues. But you're right. It's like every day we find out, you should do this. No, you shouldn't do that. No, you should do this.
Yeah. It's always something like you shouldn't drink that drink or you shouldn't eat that food.
But then the next day it's healthy for you. Just to further confuse you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They were blasting RFK yesterday on social media. I saw that for daring to suggest that kids with autism. Like, so his goal is to find the root cause of the sharp increase in autism and end it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be any individual's goal. If you have a child with autism, I think most reasonable people would agree with this. If you could prevent people from getting autism in the future, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we can stop it, that's great. Is that to say that all people who suffer from autism are unable to function in society? No. Many of them are high functioning, in fact. Despite the limitations that autism might put on them socially or whatever.
But it can be detrimental to some people.
But it can.
Yeah.
It comes in many different forms.
Mm-hmm. It's a spectrum.
It's a spectrum.
Well,
thank you.
But
he got in trouble for saying yesterday, people with autism will never have a family. They'll never do this. They'll never do that. Like that, one of his comments in his speech was, we need to end autism because of the impact it has on people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they attacked him for, was for daring to suggest that people with autism are less than. That wasn't the point. The point is to find out what's causing it and stop that going forward.
People are apparently accusing him of this being some form of eugenics.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
come on. He's not saying that their lives are any less valuable. That'd be like you saying, you know what? We shouldn't find a cure for cancer. It's just nonsense.
I know.
You have someone you love, like you said, who's on the spectrum, this should be something that you're celebrating. This should not be in any way where you're feeling like, oh, he just doesn't think that they're going to live a life that's worth living and all these things. Like, come on. He's not saying that every person who has autism has that experience.
Not what he said at all. But we're used to that these days. And by the way, more to talk about this morning, that Chris Van Hollen dude from Maryland, the senator, finally got to meet with the Garcia guy that they're holding down there. And in one picture, it sums up the problem. He has all of the gang tattoos, including the MS-13 tattoo, on his hand, as you can see in the photo when he's shaking hands with Chris Van Hollen.
You mean was those also when he was sipping the margarita?
Yeah, yes.
Sitting at some nice restaurant, it looked like sipping a margarita. That's what it appeared to look
brought
like.
Brought him
was
out
happening.
Of jail, dressed in street clothes, let him meet with the guy, has a margarita at a table, and then I guess they took him back to the most notorious prison in the world. And Chris Van Hollen will claim he's being treated unfairly. Here's proof of life. He's fine. He's just an El Salvador citizen living his worst life in prison right now.
If he's from Maryland, why is he wearing a Chiefs hat and not a Ravens hat?
That's a good question. See, all these questions, Carl.
Carl, you asked the important questions, and I appreciate that.
I know. It's true. I don't know.
He had a Chiefs hat on.
I think we need to look into that. I think you should.
To him?
I think you should fly to El Salvador, I think you should ask to meet with him and give us that answer.
I'll go next week. After
I wonder.
The hockey.
I wonder if there's an MS-13 connection to the Kansas City Chiefs. It could be. That is possible.
That's probably what it is.
I don't know. Maybe the Maybe the Kansas City Chiefs use MS-13 to influence referees. What do you think? Like by threatening them? You think that could be it?
Or the Patriots.
You think like Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes is maybe part of the MS-13. But that's probably how Taylor got into it. I could see Taylor being a big gang member.
It's initiation.
Oh, I'm kidding. By the way, my friend Scott has already texted me this morning from Donuts Delight with one of those barfing things and next to the word QT.
The second you said.
Emoji.
Well, those donuts definitely don't compare to his. That's
Not at all. It's convenient because it's at the end of my street and I can stop there on my way when I'm in a hurry in the morning. And that's the only reason. But... we'll suffer through it this morning. All right, lots to get to. I've gone way too long here. Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The question as it relates to who is the shooter. The shooter is 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, and he's the son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
Yeah, what a shame. The shooting down in Florida there at Arizona State. Still finding out more about what... Florida State. I'm sorry, what did I say? Arizona State? Sorry. Well, Florida State. Well, they're still trying to find out more details about what started this, but they do know the kid is like the stepson of a deputy in the sheriff's department.
Look, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do.
Thank you, Mr. President, for pointing that out, because can you imagine what this would be? This will go away quickly, don't worry, but can you imagine what it would have been if somebody named Joe Biden was still president?
I don't think these people get it. I don't think they ever will get it. And I've said this before, and I'll say it now. I think we ought to think about just having a schism.
James Carville. The raging Cajun now wants to split the Democratic Party and let David Hogg and his progressive nut jobs and AOC go over here and rename it something else, and they'll keep the Democratic Party just the way it is.
One of the dumbest phrases in military history, our diversity is our strength. Our shared purpose is our strength. We are one DOD community committed to the same mission. We are American warriors.
Yeah, how about that? The Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth, putting that out. We're dropping the phrase, the dumbest phrase in America. Our diversity is our strength. Who came up with that? Find the group that sat around brainstorming and said, this would be a great slogan. Said no one ever. Not at a medical school, not at a pilot school. It doesn't matter. What your skin color is, it matters whether or not you can fly a plane. That's all that matters. And we're getting rid of that nonsense in the military. It makes me very, very happy. All right. I've gone long here, Carl Middleman. Ethan, let me guess.
Yeah.
Ethan picked the national anthem today.
He did.
And it's the first.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Just a quick reminder of real or fake winner Ethan Bright is selecting this morning's bump music as being the winner this week.
We want to apologize,
or people
what is this,
it.
For all of this
what
music
is this
you have
death metal
to?
Particular
this is,
song?
This is Deftones.
Okay, Deftones.
Deftones.
Okay.
Classic band. Been around a long time.
I know.
Kim, you've probably seen the shirts. The shirts are probably more popular than the band itself.
This hurts my ears.
I have definitely heard the song. I just didn't know the name of the band. That's not one I would listen to regularly, but still.
It's okay.
Sure, our friend Richie is enjoying this morning. The rocker. Anyway, so just a shout out last night, if you were one of the dozens of people who showed up out at Macadoodles there in Dardham Prairie, you hear me talking about them all the time, but they I went out there last night because they had Ed Belfour there. And
how'd that go?
Well, you know what? It went great because Belfour is... I told you I picked a bottle of his bourbon last month as one of my picks at Macadoodles because I got to taste sample all of them, and it was really good juice. I liked the rye. I liked the bourbon. And he's moving part of his operation, if not all of it, to Branson, right? And I go out there, you know, my friend Mike McKenna, who runs the place, comes up to me if you watch the Facebook video, and he's like, wow, here, look at this line of people. He said, I've brought in the most hated man by Blues fans because he was a goalie for the Blackhawks, obviously, but he is an NHL Hall of Famer, and people love to hate their enemies. It's like the WWE or something. They act like they don't like certain wrestlers, but of course, if one shows up for an appearance, they're all going to come and get their signature. So people were lined up around the corner of the store last night when I got there at 6 o'clock, and Ed Belfour stayed there from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock last night.
Nice.
Signing bottles and hockey sticks and all of that stuff. Like he would. They had plenty of bottles for people to buy, but if you bought a bottle, he'd sign anything you brought with you. So people were wearing all their Belfour jerseys, and he's signing all the jerseys, and just a super nice guy.
That's cool.
But at some point in the future, when you go to visit in Branson and you're looking for something to do, he is opening up he's moving his distillery operations to the Branson area, is what I've been told. So
is he from...
No, he's not. I think maybe he's Canadian. I can't swear to that, Carl. I don't know if
more
I'm
than likely
right about that or not. But if you say that about hockey players in the NHL, there's a 95% chance you're correct.
Probably true.
I think he's from Canada or Russia, one of the two. I think that's where he's from, but I can't swear to that. But it was a super nice guy. Great for him to come out and hang out with people last night, real down to earth. It was a good crowd out there last night. So hopefully people...
Canada.
It's from Canada, eh? but he's making some good bourbon right now. He's making bourbon right now in Kentucky, and aging it and all that stuff down there. And I'm told that he's moving his operation to Branson. So we'll see how that goes for him. But the bottle is gorgeous. I mean, it looks like something that you would have on your you know, nicely polished bar somewhere. It's kind of a etched looking glass, kind of, and it's just beautiful. The bottles are beautiful, and what's inside of them is not bad at all, and reasonably priced too. So that that should make people happy. I got to tell you, some of the memes I've seen about the first female astronaut crew have been cracking me up. I have enjoyed these more than anything the past couple days.
I've seen some really funny ones, like Katy Perry going on the Disney ride that has a rocket ship, and she's like, "Wee, I'm an astronaut."
I'm an astronaut, exclaims Katy Perry during a ride on Disneyland's Astro Orbiter. So,
which they just took down, by the way.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
How much are they regretting going on that? In fact, I thought I even saw, was it Katy Perry that someone claimed they regretted going on?
That she regretted that she went?
The ride, because, well, they're getting so much hate for it.
You know, when Shatner went up a couple of years ago, I was thinking about this, and they came down, they just talked about how beautiful it was. So peaceful up there, you're floating around, you're looking out the window. Instead of coming back down and claiming, We broke new ground. We shattered ceilings. We're the first all-female. Give me a break. You were a passenger on an airplane, a rocket airplane, basically is what you were. Now you've got conspiracy theories floating around out there. We heard it yesterday, Carl, that it was all staged, that they weren't on board that rocket that went up, but that the capsule was, like, dropped out of an airplane or something. Because it didn't have any burn marks on it or anything from
the landing, they compared it to the other one that landed in the water, and it looked starkly different. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they did do it. They were actually on that rocket.
I think they were.
But I have seen those two. Like, well, that is weird.
There is video of them weightless floating around inside of the capsule. I know you can, there's possible to recreate that in like a centrifuge thing, but they went to space. They're just not astronauts. They were passengers. Good for you that you have enough contacts that you could afford that $150,000 ticket to go up in space for 3 minutes.
It's funny because I know a girl who I think said she was the 100th woman to go up in space. She went on Blue Origin, and she got a lot of hate because of her reaction when she saw space. She actually is an astronaut.
I think, personally, the next time I change my own oil, I'm getting cards printed up calling myself a mechanic.
I think that's smart. I'm telling
you. At the end of the day, I did something to my car, so I must be a mechanic.
The fact that we all dissected frogs in seventh grade science class, we are all surgeons.
You are. See?
Does anyone need a surgery? I charge $100,000.
All you got to do is just pump up your own resume a little bit. That's all. That's all. I'm telling you. That's pretty funny stuff. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. Stay tuned for that. And we'll get to our friend Nicole Murray, get you a check of business, see what happened between Donald Trump and the Fed guy yesterday and how it affected the market.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Picks Vehicle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be back.
Kim on a whim.
This story out of Belize is just blowing my mind. This is a St. Louis area man who's accused of hijacking a plane, a small plane in Belize, yesterday morning around 8:30, and ends up supposedly stabbing the pilot and two passengers. The plane's kind of going around for 2 hours, just about 2 hours, while they're trying to get it under control. It ends with another passenger shooting and killing this guy, 49-year-old Akinyala Taylor. Now, what you have to also mention when you talk about this is the fact that he was the former assistant football coach at McClure North High School from the 2018-2019 season, and he also used to teach at Hazelwood, the Hazelwood School District.
Wow.
So a lot of local ties. Family still lives in St. Louis. They are shocked. Channel 5 talked to them. Well, a guy who says that he's the nephew of this man. This is just crazy. They don't have any clue why he did this. The plane was only carrying 14 passengers and two crew members. So this wasn't, you know, some big 737.
It was flying from a town in Belize close to the Mexican border to some resort, right?
Yep.
And he goes crazy. They said it circled for 2 hours, the plane did, while they were trying to deal with this situation. And the pilot, they said, did an extraordinary job. I don't know what they meant by that, but another passenger is the one that shot him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy that this plane was going around and around for about 2 hours. A police helicopter was behind the plane trying to tail it, basically. And I don't know if they had any assistance in it, but yeah, the plane ended up touching down at the airport safely, which is mind-blowing, especially considering the pilot was stabbed.
Yeah. They stabbed the pilot and at least one other person.
Two passengers, two
other people. Yeah.
Yep. They're being treated at the hospital for their injuries, so it doesn't sound like anyone's going to die. I mean, aside from the guy who was behind all this. It's just like, what goes through your mind? I mean, I guess it's just mental illness, because I don't know what else to chalk this up to.
Yeah. Went crazy. I mean, I don't know what else you could say. I guess was he there on vacation? Did he live there? We don't know answers to any mm-hmm. of that. Channel 5, talked to a relative? Is that correct?
Talk to a guy who's claiming that he is the nephew of, I mean, yeah, this was like the very, you can listen, this was the super short interaction. The nephew didn't want to have his face on camera, didn't want to be identified. Hang on.
I don't think he'd do something like this.
This is a big shock to you and all of your family members?
Yeah, it is.
That was it. That was basically the interaction that they had with him.
Yeah.
The nephew.
I bet you wouldn't think he would do something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's got to be the first reaction when you hear that your family member is doing anything like this that's heinous. Like these school shootings, the one out of Florida. You're probably dumbfounded unless the person has a history of doing stuff like this. They haven't come out and said anything about this guy, and I'm sure more will come out today and over the next few days.
And the reporting in this story says that there were reports that he was a military veteran,
mm-hmm.
Former U.S. military vet, but officials did not know the motive, but were working with the authorities in Belize to determine exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. It's saying that Akinyala Taylor was demanding to be flown out of the country, possibly to Mexico, and at one point wanted the plane to land to add more fuel.
Wow.
So, these hijackings, I've probably shared this story before, but I remember when 9/11 happened and I was sitting in, I'm going to make you guys feel old, sixth grade math class. Yeah, I know.
Okay, it's okay.
And, you know, the teacher, Miss Hagel, was asking if we wanted to, if we had any questions about what was going on, because, you know, how old are you in sixth grade? Like 11, 10?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make sense of this. And I remember trying to ask a question about, like, what is hijacking? I didn't get it because that just wasn't a term that was really used at that time. And, you know, now it's sad that you do hear about stories like this where someone tries to take over and then you usually have these heroic passengers on the plane who jump into action. And I've always thought about that. I'm like, what would I do? I would trust that there'd be some big, strong men on the flight that I'm on who would take control and not some 5'4" woman like me trying to do it. But if I was the only one, I guess I would.
Well, you'd try, right?
I'd do everything I could.
If you're a 5'4" woman who identified as a man.
Well, that's true. I could identify as like a 400-pound bodybuilder dude.
I'm not making fun of it. It does. We talked a little bit about this yesterday when we did this weekend Second Amendment and the Great Outdoor Show. And that is, we talked to the gentleman who... He was the, what did he call himself, Carl? The barefoot...
defender.
Barefoot defender. He was the guy in that church shooting down in Texas a few years ago who, his daughter alerted him to the shooting that was going on in the church across the street. He jumped into action barefoot, grabbed his AR-15 out of his safe, and ran across the street barefoot and engaged this guy, then got in his truck and chased him for 11 miles... until it ended on the side of the road where the guy killed himself. You wonder what you would do in that situation. Mm-hmm. I had that conversation with him yesterday. You hope you would react the right way, particularly if you had the ability to fight back. You hope you would act the right way, but man, until you find yourself in that situation, mm-hmm. I just don't know.
You hear people who have been in those situations and they say, oh, you know, I thought I'd do this, but instead I froze.
Right.
You're paralyzed because you... your system goes into overdrive and your adrenaline's pumping.
So much has changed since 9/11, since you brought that up. I mean, it strikes me that these sorts of things used to be a lot more common in the 70s and 80s, that is, plane hijackings. And after 9/11, security on airplanes changed.
I remember that.
It just did.
Mm-hmm.
The doors were strengthened. You had to have a password to get in. All these things, all these precautions were taken on big jet liners. Who knows? If this was a 14-passenger plane, that it may not have had those sorts of safety requirements. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's in Belize,
right,
where they don't probably have a really strong FAA kind of central government agency overseeing flight operations.
Yeah, you wonder what security is like there. This says it was a tropic airplane.
Huh.
What does that mean?
A tropic?
Tropic airplane? I don't know.
Roll down? What does it mean?
That's a type of plane? Like,
yeah.
Is that their version of Southwest? It's just smaller and local?
Huh.
I remember when my dad would go on business trips and my sisters and my mom and I would go to the gate to wait for him and they just didn't think about it. And
right.
Now, I can't even imagine being able to do that unless you have a ticket.
You would greet people as they were walking off the runway of the airplane. And those days seem so distant now because you have to wait outside in the front lobby of the airport for them to come out just for security reasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that makes people take action and put new security protocol in place. And some of it's necessary. I mean, obviously the guy, though, was able to bring the gun on the plane because he shot him. So maybe... things are very different there.
So for background purposes, this guy's connection to McClure was back in, what, 2018?
He was 2018, 2019, and he was the assistant football coach at the time.
So it's been a little while, so I don't know what he's been up to since then. But then he was with Hazelwood before that,
mm-hmm,
you said?
He was teaching there.
Yeah, okay.
So, like I said, a lot of local connections, and I do feel for the family, though, of this guy, because... surely it won't be just KSDK knocking on his door.
Oh,
it'll probably be some national media and just people trying to figure out what this guy's backstory is and if they had any contact with him. I mean, can you imagine going through a situation like that? Like, I know this sounds dark, but I've thought about that as it relates to my mom and thinking, oh my gosh, like some people when their loved one dies, it's this heinous crime and then they have to have it, you know, plastered all over the news and they have people knocking on their door nonstop trying to get interviews and how devastating, they would not oh my gosh, I can't even imagine having to deal with that. You know, if someone was like, oh my gosh, what am I thinking of? The student who was Lake and Riley. I think about someone like that. You know?
And we used to be in the profession where they.
We were the ones doing the knocking.
You were ordered to go do the knocking. Yeah.
I hated that.
Changes
I remember
that perspective,
being
doesn't it?
Forced to knock on doors over and over again when I'm like, they don't want to talk to us. I'm about to lie to you and tell you that they're not home because I'm sick and tired of you asking me over and over again to knock on their door, to call them every single day or every few hours and see if they've changed their mind. They don't want to talk. And I don't blame them.
Yeah. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about something pretty amazing that happened yesterday in the United States, because I got to go to Italy last year, and it was a fantastic trip. I got to go with a bunch of listeners to the show, and we had a fantastic trip, and we met a lot of great Italian people. And what they loved was their new prime minister. And after you hear what she said in the Oval Office yesterday, you're going to love her, too. We're going to get to that when we come back in just a minute. Music by Ethan Bright, just so you know. That'll wake you up at least on a Friday morning, right?
Great song. Kim, this is from old school.
I don't care.
You didn't come on.
This isn't music. This is noise. Is this the whole show?
The whole show?
Every in and out of every break, this is what I should expect.
We're easing you into it.
I think I'm getting sick. I need to go home.
She's not feeling well, Carl. She's going to go.
You played Baby Shark.
Yeah, well, that's a classic.
So yesterday the Italian prime minister was in town, and she's great. I'd heard great things about her when I was in Italy last year. Our tour guide was just a great guy, and he's like, you know, of course we had an election coming up. They were in the middle of their election, and she was about to get reelected, and they're like, listen, she gets it. She reminds us of Trump. She supports Trump. She rejects a lot of the sort of left-wing leanings of the European central governments, I should say. And she disagrees with what they're doing in Brussels. And we're very excited about it. It's basically what they were telling us. And we hope that Trump gets reelected in America, is what they were all hoping. Well, that happened. And Giorgia Meloni came to the White House yesterday. Carl, go to cut 17, please.
When I speak about West, mainly I don't speak about a geographical space. I speak about a civilization. And I want to make that civilization stronger. So I think even if we have some problems, okay, between the two shores of the Atlantic, it is the time that we try to sit down and find solutions. So I want to thank President Trump for having accepted an invitation to pay an official visit to Rome in the near future, and consider the possibility in that occasion to meet also with Europe. The goal for me is to make the West great again. Okay? And I think we can do it together.
We can.
Make the West great again. And I think we can do it together.
Your accent. Make the West great again.
No, like, that was Russian. You sounded Russian.
You had like
you
a roll of your...
You sounded Russian. Some of these things I can't help myself. And it's not funny. The subject is not funny. But when I think of Luigi Mangione, I want to say it in an Italian accent.
I'm a Luigi.
For some reason.
I don't know. Like a Mario Party.
He's completely American. It's me, Mario. Completely American. But that's just what I want to do. I was impressed. I made these comments last year when I came back from Italy. Just listening to understanding the history and how they were allied during World War II. The Italian people are horrified by that still, and they credit the Americans for the fact we visited one of the sites that had been bombed by the Americans just south of Rome when they were fighting Mussolini and everybody during World War II. And you hear it from a lot of different people. They see the Americans as liberators. The people of Italy did not support that. And they're to this day thankful for their relationship with America, and they love Americans. I have to say, of the countries I visited, Italy has been my favorite so far.
Never been there.
I've been there three times, and it's fantastic.
Italy the, and Greece are on my bucket list.
The people, the food. I've heard good things about Greece too. I've not visited there yet. I am going back to Central Europe. I've been to Budapest. Carl and I've talked about
it
before.
I've been there too.
Buda and Pest.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go to Prague. Spend some time in Prague, like three days in Vienna, and then end up back in Budapest this fall. Ought to be great. There are details there on the Facebook page. By the way, I think there are two spots left in that trip if you want to go along with us. Some other listeners from the station are going.
That's a cool opportunity.
Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun. I've never spent much time in any of those three other than like a day. So I'm looking forward to being able to explore the history there a little more when we go in September. Should be a lot of fun. Coming up, we're going to get to check of business. Yesterday, Donald Trump spoke truth about the Fed chairman. That guy's got to be fired. But, of course, what he did say upset the markets. And we're going to find out more about what's going on with our friend Nicole Murray at about 6:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.